The federal government is starting up a $1 billion Clean Energy Innovation Fund, which it says will support the development of renewable energy technology. AEM understands it will be run by the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, or ARENA. But environmental groups are sceptical whether the fund will do what it's supposed to do. Michael Edwards has this report.
The coal-fired power station in the South Australian city of Port Augusta is soon closing down. Locals are now looking to the sun to provide their future energy needs.
So with the coal station in Port Augusta closing now in less than 8 weeks' time, the community's been campaigning for a large-scale solar thermal plant with storage to be built there to create new clean jobs as well as on-demand clean energy.
That's Daniel Spencer from the Repower Port Augusta campaign. He says the proposed facility would cost $100 million, but its long-term benefits would make it well worth it.
A project like this would create 1,000 jobs during construction and 50 well-paying permanent jobs that are ongoing. But it would also be the first of its kind built here in Australia. So there's all the runoff impacts, the tourism benefits, and also the opportunity for South Australia to create a manufacturing supply chain to help create more of these plants built in Australia.
This ambitious project could benefit from the government's new Clean Energy Innovation Fund. The government has confirmed that it's establishing the $1 billion fund to help renewable energy technologies. The Environment Minister Greg Hunt says an example of a project could be a large-scale solar facility with storage in Port Augusta.
They're obviously interested, and now we're looking forward to making it happen.
The fund is to be jointly managed by the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, ARENA. The former Prime Minister Tony Abbott had wanted to scrap these organisations. They appear to have survived under Malcolm Turnbull, but environmental groups are sceptical about the fund. Kane Thornton is the chief executive of the Clean Energy Council.
This proposal is really giving with one hand while taking from the other.
The fund will provide both debt and equity for clean energy projects. It's this aspect of the plan that concerns Kane Thornton.
So this proposal obviously keeps the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, and that's a welcome development. But essentially, it is removing funding from the Australian Renewable Energy Agency and really, I guess, constraining it in terms of its ability to provide capital grants to the sector into the future.
The Environment Minister Greg Hunt is expected to formally announce the establishment of the Clean Energy Innovation Fund later today.
Michael Edwards.